this is the tale of something that happened on a fall afternoon. Happens that my uncle had a problem with the bees high on the mango tree. And he just needed somebody, not brave, but maybe just a little nut that smart to go up and get rid of them. So I volunteered and I took the machete and climbed up the tree. And the reason why nobody wanted to go out there and take care of the problem is because the mango tree was very close to the power lines. Anyway, got up there, started with the machete to cut off the branch. My uncle and the rest of the family were trying to pull away with the rope the branch that was cutting off, but unfortunately, somehow they got distracted and the branch fell on the power lines. I didn't know until I felt the first shock. What was happening? I was wondering what had gone wrong. But I couldn't. I tried to shout for help, but my tongue was twisted and rolled. The only thing that could make some sounds that actually I cannot even make them now, because it just happened. And then I tried to climb down the tree, but guess what? I was stuck to it. After a while, I just thought of myself and the mango tree being one, because we couldn't part. But anyway, I knew it was not a good thing to be too attached to it. So, somehow I saw a cleanness on one side of the tree, which all the branches had been cut off by other people. And I just kind of leaned towards that side and tried to push myself away from the tree until finally I found myself flying down towards the ground. But I was lucky that there were quite a bunch of prickly plants right at the bottom, and they kind of softened my fall. Seeing that I was in trouble, came around to give me a lending hand. And I tried to talk, but I couldn't. And then one of my aunts came around and realized that I had a bee stuck in my throat. Thing had a happy ending. After, of course, my aunt, being unable to reach the bee, just blew it right down my pipe. And here I am, and I'm happy to be able to tell the tale.
Jerry the bee and the mango tree.
Just last year, I wanted to show Dominic where the mango tree stood, but unfortunately it's gone. So it's no longer a threat to anybody. But I still have a tale to tell.